I might need a place to sleep tonight.
All you students got to make sure that your professor gives you an A for staying here for 14 and a half hours. She's taking attendance.
You got to care about schedule. Bring your
tell them.
All right. Discussion business license ordinance. Item 7.
Based on some of the discussions and directions that we got at the last meeting, some of the feedback given our first year of operations with the business license and occupation tax structure, we have come up with some answers to your questions, some planning scenarios. What would it be like in this situation? What would it be like at this rate? And we've got some figures there for you. And again, I want to reiterate that this applies to the majority of the businesses, but there are certainly exceptions, such as insurance companies, doctors, lawyers, and other professionals that are regulated, their fee structure is regulated at the state level. So this does not apply to those, but rather the other businesses, such as your restaurants and retail establishments. Within here, there are four rates that I provided. Three that are just, the first rate, of course, is the current Class 6 rate. The last rate is what it would be to achieve what Sandy Springs would generate if we had it under their tax structure. And then the two in between are alternative numbers for you to look at and consider. And as you can see, the difference between what's currently generated by Denver, which is around the commission, what it would be under the Fulton County, Sandy Springs, John Creek number is considerably different. And with that, I'd just like to open it up to comments. I know you all had a chance to look at that and just kind of get some direction as to what you would like staff to do as far as bringing back a resolution to you next month for the flat fees.
Dan?
I'd like to commend the staff on what they did in coming up with this flat fee structure. I would like to say that our intention here is not to increase the overall amount of fees that we collect, but to simplify so that we can get the prompt payment and have less confusion in our process going forward. So we have a number of employees and the amount of revenue to the two variables that we deal with here. The intention was not to try to emulate the Sandy Springs. In fact, one of our local citizens indicated a comment section a couple of weeks ago saying that he was in favor of doing this on a flat basis, even though it doubled his taxes, even if tax structures were he would go up on this flat fee type basis, so long as the total fees did not exceed what we was done under the six-tier structure that we currently have. And I would be in favor of going forward with this at the 78 cents on a dollar, I'm sorry, 78 cents on $78 ratio, which approximates what we have in the current thing. To the extent that we were to increase this, I would say let's take a look at that next year, but I don't want to pass an ordinance that sets a doubling of this over the next 4 years. So that's kind of where I'm seeing.
All right, thank you, Dan. Anybody else have comments? I'd echo you, Danny, as well. Let's start at 78. We need to revisit this. We'll bring it back up next year. I am for fair tax, flat tax. Make it easy on everybody. Small business owner, definitely it makes sense. Denny?
I'm a little torn on this just from the single point of raising taxes. And one of the things, I think, Chris, is there's a large percentage, although they probably aren't the large percentage as far as payors in the tax rate, there's a large percentage of the businesses that will have a substantial increase in their rate, even at 78, correct?
Yeah, as you can see in the numbers here, there's about 60% that would have no dollar increase whatsoever. So
40%.
The process of elimination, at least 40, who will have an increase.
What would be the maximum increase that anybody would percentage-wise?
The maximum increase, there are only a few companies that are in tax fraud.
That's the lowest rate.
That's the lowest rate. That would go from an 18 to a 78. There are very few businesses that are in that group. From a percentage standpoint, once you get away from the 6, most of them are in the 3s. And the 3s, if you want to picture who they are, look at the mall. Pretty much everybody in the mall is a 3. Your retailers, your big box retailers, small box retailers for that matter, your restaurants, they fall into the 3 categories. A lot of your national chains, Cheesecake Bakery, Macy's, for example, they're all in the 3s under going to the 78.
What's the difference between 3 and 6?
3 is, I believe it's 42, so that would go to the 78.
So there are some businesses that would have almost quadruple their rate, and others would not quite double.
Yeah, there would be a very small. And what I don't know is of those ones that are already in the 1, there may be several that are just at the minimum level, and when we're talking about an increase there, you're only looking at about a $6 increase.
So there are a lot of other cities that have gone with the flat tax rate. What's everybody around this doing?
There's really... We mentioned last month the 4 different options that we have, and you can do any of those 4 in combination. And across the state, it's all of those. As you get more and more closer to Atlanta, you do see a stronger tendency toward applying the gross receipts method, just because there's such a large retail and sales market here in the area. As you get further and further away from Atlanta, a lot of it shifts more toward employees or flat tax, where all businesses pay the same dollar amount for their license, no matter what their sales are. But in Atlanta, most of it is the gross receipts. As far as the flat tax, quite frankly, not many business. Most of them, Sandy Springs, for example, has 24 different tax rates. They have 1 through 24, and they keep up with all of those. The cap is 6. I think the city of Morrow, I think we had about a dozen there. So it varies, but most of them don't have just 1.
I just, these are hard times for our businesses. I echo what Danny and Ken said. We have to be alert that we're not running people out of Dodge here. So I think that's one of the things we have to look at. And I would say, we're going to raise it. We're going to have to justify this to the businesses and the citizens, because there's going to be an outcry when people's go from 19 to 78, 42 to 78.
Okay. Thank you, Danny. Robert?
Yeah, I, at some level, I want to echo what the others have said. I like the idea of having a single tax rate. I think we shouldn't, we should treat 2 businesses that both have gross receipts at $50,000 the same, and not have one of them have triple the taxes of the other. Same way as I think if you've got 2 houses side by side that are both worth $500,000, they ought to pay the same property tax. I think if you've got 2 businesses that are both the same size, they ought to pay the same in business license fees. So I think this is a good idea, but again, I don't want to shift the burden of taxation more towards businesses than we have historically. In other words, we've got balance now between all the sources of income, and I would just as soon as keep that balance. So I once again would also suggest that we look at a flat rate for the 78.
All right, excellent. John?
Our 2010 budget estimate for taxes is about $2 million. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So even at the 78 cents, under the flat tax, you're estimating $2,300,000. So even at that rate, we're estimating that taxes go up, but yet the city staff is recommending 125. Am I missing something?
Yeah. I mean, what our recommendation is to make clarity is for next year to go to 78 cents, and then in the ordinance to say that in 2011 it would go to a dollar, and in 2012 it would go to $1.25. It's very similar to what a lot of cities do with their water rates. is instead of coming in each year and evaluating the rate structure, is they make, you know, kind of a three-year estimate to come out and say, okay, you know, we're not going to give us the whole increase this year. We're going to spread that over a three-year period. But obviously what we're hearing from council tonight is that to go to 78 cents and leave it at that. So that'll be what the ordinance will say for next week.
All right. And I'd like to just comment just briefly on the $2 million mark for 2010. Part of that figure is built in an assumption that the businesses are going to show lower sales results in 2009 than they did in 2008, so that we're actually going to owe some credits for 2009 when we start getting those 2010 renewals in. So we tried to budget conservatively for that. To say if we know that 78 we're going to get 2.38 next year would probably not be a fair statement. It's probably still going to be lower than that just because of those credits that are going to be due. But it should be more than the current $2 million mark.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on this before we move on? Thank you, Chris. We're going to go to...